here, darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Norma Ronald and Joe Dunlop, and as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. One secret of a successful businesswoman is never to lose the common touch. And for Caroline Duggan, a friendly chat with her personal assistants, a pleasant start to the day.
Did you get your boyfriend to try it on last night?
Yes, he loved it. I promised to give him one for Christmas.
Good.
Ben said it's the comfiest sweater he's ever worn.
I think they'll sell like hotcakes. In fact, I'm going to Wick.
You're going to Wick what?
To Wick, love. The town in the north of Scotland.
Oh.
There's a big cross industries fair there this Saturday. Every island cooperative sends a rep. I'll sign all I can on exclusive contracts. So anyone who wants these sweaters gets them through our mail order.
Good thinking. Ben says it's just like wearing a sheep.
Yes. I don't think we'll use that in the ads. We need something like, keep warm the Viking way.
Pillage Scarborough. How will you get to Wick?
Oh, drive. I love motoring through the Highlands, even in the winter.
Well, Leslie won't be driving, I take it.
What else is a chauffeur for?
I thought Newcastle was his limit.
In his contract. But he was rather sweet when I mentioned it. He said on this occasion he'd waive his long-distance embargo.
Not a pretty sight.
Opinion of Leslie Clare, but he's not a bad sort. He's always been generous. When we used to have breakfast in bed, he was always the one to hold the salt and pepper.
You forget the bad bits. I mean, what was the main reason you divorced him?
The tea leaves.
What?
We had a flaming row. One of us mentioned divorce, and we were both too proud to back down. But what started the row was the tea leaves. I came home after a hard day. I was starting Quantum then in one room, and the first thing I saw was a sink full of tea leaves. I hate people who do that. I was on at Leslie for years to stop it, and I thought I succeeded.
And I suppose he was too arrogant to apologize.
I'm not sure I gave him the chance. He breezed in talking about some big property deal. This was long before he went bust, of course. And the fur started flying. Next thing we knew, we were sleeping in separate postal districts.
Yeah. Good morning, madam. Will you be needing the car this morning?
No, good morning, Leslie. I'm not quite sure yet. Stay and have a cup of coffee. Claire's just made some. I'll be back in a moment. See if you can find Leslie a biscuit.
Or even a lump of sugar. What's got into her then, eh? Did she pass a nun this morning?
She seems impressed. You've agreed to drive her to Wick. In spite of the clause in your contract.
Ah, well, if I can help somebody as I go along, you know.
Come off it. You are to good deeds what Michael Foot is to the tailor and cutter. You're up to something. It's a 2-day drive.
Yes, but it'll be fun staying the night halfway. A chance to see Sunderland.
I just hope it doesn't snow, for Caroline's sake.
It won't snow. I heard the weather forecast. It's going to be fine all week.
Oh, look, Leslie, it started to snow. It was worth taking this detour, wasn't it? Isn't the lock gorgeous?
Bloody Scotty Duck Pond.
What an unusual name. What does it mean?
Oh, a bonny bright water where the clan folk rinse their teeth. It's Gaelic. Danger. Sunken cabers.
And what's the forest called? Look on the map.
Achtamuchty. Yeah, I know that one too.
It's only 80 miles to Wick. We'll be there by 4, if we don't run out of petrol.
And I've told you, we'll find another garage soon.
Well, we can't keep passing them till you find one with vouchers.
Look, please, darling, I need one more. and I can get the last tumbler to the set. I don't get many perks.
The gauge looks low from here.
Look, allow me to do my job. This car has a built-in safety margin. I fancy I'm quite familiar with it now.
Yes. Sorry, darling.
Oh, another thing about these cars, they splutter now and then. For no reason. Ah. Oh, my God.
You mean we really have run out of petrol?
Well, there's a little drop in my lighter.
You stupid, blundering, you...
Allow me, madam. You great hoof, Leslie. Mm. I suppose you're proud of yourself. Oh, you lobotomized pudding. Damn, curse. Bottom.
Wait. How far back was that last garage?
Hardly a garage, one pump outside a shack.
Never mind that, it wasn't far.
But we can't get there. I haven't seen another car on this road.
We'll have to walk. And when I say we, Leslie, I mean you. And don't come back without a can of petrol.
So drivers on the motorway are urged to use extreme caution. And if you're unlucky enough to be in the north of Scotland, heavy snow is making many roads impassable. Our advice, don't drive if you can avoid it. And now, back to Lena Horne and summertime.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hey, I got petrol.
Oh, dear. Sit down a minute.
Oh, what a time I've... I feel like a frozen sprout. In fact, parts of me feel like two frozen sprouts. Oh, it's arctic out there. But I've got the can of petrol.
Leslie, something I have to tell you.
Yeah, nice girl at the pump. She offered to drive me back, but she didn't have a car.
We've both been a couple of idiots.
I'll put in this petrol and we can go.
I didn't think till you'd left. I looked in the boot and there it was.
Yeah, we'll just make wick with... What was?
A can of petrol.
Good Lord. The spare can. I'd forgotten.
I couldn't believe it. I got it out and, yes, it was full.
Fancy that, all that warmth. Oh, my God.
So I poured it into the tank.
Oh, God help us.
But never mind, darling. The main thing is we can go now. You've got a gallon in your hand and there's a gallon in the tank.
Yeah, there's a gallon in the tank. But it isn't petrol.
What? It says petrol on the can.
Yeah, it did have petrol in it till last week. Remember you sent me to Cambridge for those papers? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to tell you this, but on the way back, I... to stop on the motorway. I had the need of a container.
I don't believe it.
All I had was that petrol can. I emptied the petrol in the tank and then I used that.
So I filled the tank with... You disgusting oaf.
Now, darling.
Oh, petrol off. The car must be ruined. Cars don't run on that. One of the things they're famous for.
I know, darling. Paraffin's not the same as petrol.
Paraffin?
Yeah, like I said, that spare can was full of paraffin. I was going straight home from Cambridge and I remember my oil stove was empty. So when I passed the garage selling paraffin, I used that can to get some. Only then I forgot and I left it in the boot.
Paraffin? Good Lord. When you said you stopped for an emergency, I... I thought you meant,
Darling, you didn't.
Yes.
A gallon? Still, paraffin's just as bad. Pouring it in will have ruined your engine.
You mean we won't get it going?
Not a chance. Believe me, darling, I know about these things.
Pour the petrol in and try.
It will make things worse. Force the paraffin all the way round. We can't move till the system's been flushed out.
Oh, dear. So it's back to that garage.
It's not really a garage, just a tiny little inn. They have the pump because they're so isolated. There'll be no tools.
At least they'll have a phone. Come on.
Who is it, Flora? I've no machinery for a refund. The money's already in my purse.
Oh, no, no, we just wanted to use your phone.
Indeed.
I'll pay for the call, of course.
Aye, so you will. But then there's the wear and tear on the instrument. Is it a matter of life or death?
Definitely.
Flora, you may unlock the telephone cupboard. Let the lady make her call.
This way, please.
Thank you.
Well, nice place. Did you shoot that stag yourself?
I've no money for the profligacies of the rich. It died a natural death.
Good Lord. You must have stalked it a hell of a long time.
I found it in the wood, by chance, when I was out collecting silver paper.
The AA can't come.
What?
They're all called out. And even if they weren't, it seems this road's already too bad to attempt. We'll have to wait till it's possible. Could you put us up?
There's only the one room.
That'll have to do. It's not as if we haven't shared a room before.
I'll take you up.
Yeah, this way, is it?
One moment, wee man. I need not ask that you're married.
Married?
I mind fine the lady's wearing a ring, but a splash in the burn will not always mean a truty.
Really?
We dubs hae big lugs. To me, you have the look of a married couple who may not be married.
Fancy you spotting that. You're a very perceptive man.
That I am.
A perfect description of us. You see, we got married 10 years ago, and then, well...
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Last year, we had a couple from the south, down by Dundee there. And the snow, it was falling, and the wind, it was roaring like the day.
But what I must tell you is...
The hammering at the door was like the fists of a banshee. They were desperate, man, desperate to come in from the cold and the snow.
Yeah, having been married...
And their car was broken down and nowhere to go. And then I found out they were not married. Well, I showed the lady to the room.
Nice, but you hit the nail on the head when you...
And I turned the man out in the snow and the wind.
But where you struck home, you see, we got
And the cries of him, and the moans of him, as he shivered through the wild night in his broken chariot of sin, fell on deaf ears in this house of God. What was it you wanted to tell me?
Yeah, well, I wanted to say I can't wait to get upstairs with my wife. She'll expect me, you see. You know what it's like when you're married.
Let me take your overcoat, you're sweating, man.
Oh, thanks, yes. Yes, we're happily married. Anything wrong?
Would you be in the Bolivian Navy?
No, I don't think so. That's no life for a married man, is it?
The uniform and the cap. I've seen the pictures in my Reader's Digest. Someone left it here in 1950.
Good Lord, no, this isn't naval. You see, I'm her show-off husband. Yeah, always wear this suit. It's the suit I was married in.
It's a uniform.
No, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. Ah, but my wife, you see, you know, she belongs to an obscure Eastern sect, Mata Hari. All the men wear these. I had to get one for the wedding.
Oh, would you believe it?
No. Yes.
Well, I'll bring a pot of tea to your room.
Oh, thank heaven for this fire. Look, Leslie.
Yes?
Sorry, I was so...
No, darling, you're entitled to be annoyed.
Well, it was just as much my fault using the paraffin without asking you. You were so nice coming all this way, giving up your weekend to oblige me.
Frankly, darling, I need the extra money to pay for next weekend.
Well, it's not as if... Extra money?
Shall I put another phone book on the fire?
Of course. The 3-day clause. You know every line of your contract. If you're away for more than 3 days, you get triple time.
Do I really, darling? Oh, what a nice surprise.
And I thought you were just being... Now, Leslie, I think I'll get changed.
Good idea.
If you wouldn't mind leaving the room for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, darling. Madam. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, have your tea. Man... Why are you waiting outside the door?
She's getting changed. Yes, changed. My wife's like that.
Her religion, I imagine?
Oh, exactly, yes. Modest with her ex-hus salami. That's Sanskrit for old man. Well, you can give me the tray.
It's all right, you can come in, I've finished. Tea. Thank you.
And will you be wanting dinner?
Dinner? We certainly will.
There's a very nice potted head.
Perhaps we won't bother.
As you please. Fasting, I'll be bound.
Oh, absolutely.
And to save you the trouble working it out, make us that way.
For heaven's sake, don't let on we're not married. I had to pretend or he'd thrown us out.
You're joking. What business is it of his? I'm paying for the room.
Well, local customs, you know, when in Rome.
You're too soft. You always were.
What? What?
That place we stayed in Crete. Remember? You helped them milk the goats.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Happy days.
And you were too kind to tell them the goat was dry. So you went up and bought 4 pints. And I had to dress the bruises where he kicked you.
Shall I pour the tea?
Please. And come and sit by me. We had some good times, didn't we, darling?
Oh, yes.
Somehow, afterwards...
I know what you're going to say, darling. After we split up, life seemed to lose its fizz.
Oh, Leslie.
You know, darling, I often... This tea's a bit strong, you know, isn't it? You could poison a moose with this. Lucky there's hot water.
Oh, for God's sake!
Hmm?
Tea leaves in the sink's bad enough, but in the hand basin...
Well, I had to get rid of some.
You clogged the whole... Oh! If it wasn't for your piggy... ignorant habits, we might be still married.
How do you mean?
I thought I'd cured you. Then you filled the sink with tea leaves and we had that stupid row and
tea leaves row? I didn't have a row.
Well, Leslie, we'd better sort out sleeping arrangements.
Arrangements? I thought we could...
Oh, did you? Go down and ask for a spare mattress. And you'll need some blankets.
I can't. He'll know we're not married.
If you're that spineless, you'll have to sleep on the bare floor. Unless you'd like to make a little bed of tea leaves. What on earth? I mean, stop!
What's going on?
It's the fire drill.
In the middle of the night?
It's 6 o'clock. I must ask you to assemble in the courtyard.
Completely round the bend.
I'm only minding the law. I have to test the bell every June.
But this is November.
You're the first guest since June. There's no point in having fire drill with no guest to be having the benefit. Man, what are you doing on the floor?
Well, he could hardly sleep with me, could he?
No. It's because of the hour in the month.
Yeah. The religion, is it? That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You poor wee timorous beastie.
Is the porridge to your liking?
Well, if I could just have some sugar on it.
We don't like that sort of thing. We don't do it.
Thanks.
Around the AA, as you asked, the snowplow will be through this afternoon and the AA man will come just after to fix your car.
Marvellous. That's very kind of you.
There you are. We'll be in Wick by tonight. Mm.
Not much point, I'm afraid. The fair will be over by then. We might as well go home.
Sorry, darling.
Oh, well, as I said before, I shouldn't have used the paraffin. It was as well you were there to save me from wrecking the engine. More tea.
Thanks. You know, I've been thinking about tea.
Other nasty places to put it.
Now, about what you said, how that row started 5 years ago. I'm sure I didn't put those tea leaves in the sink. You cured me of the habit.
Well, who was it then? Chimps?
No, I just remember. That day, while you were out, the man came to fix the burglar alarm. I remember him asking if he could make some tea. He left just before you came home.
Leslie? Why didn't you say?
Well, you didn't ask.
No. I was too annoyed to be rational. Oh, darling. Just think if I'd stopped to ask. Leslie, I'm always blaming you for things that aren't your fault.
Don't worry, darling. I have broad shoulders.
Look. Leslie, why don't we go to Wick after all? Make a little holiday of it? Just the two of us.
What, you mean... super. Be like old times, won't it? Hmm?
I expect they've still got the rooms I booked.
Yeah, maybe not both of them.
Perhaps we shan't need both.
Darling.
Let's just hope the AA can fix the car.
Oh, they should manage with the right tools. Get rid of that awful paraffin, flush out and tune...
Are you sure?
Believe me, darling, I know about these things.
Mrs. Duggan?
Yes.
Hey, madam, I have your car outside.
Oh, good, well done.
If you'd tilt us on the phone, it was just paraffin in the tank. We'd have told you to drive on.
Drive on?
You can run a car on paraffin, you know. We a bit of a splutter. But maybe you fancied the overnight stay.
In this place?
'Tis a pity you had no one with you who knew about motor cars. I'll lay and phone the office.
No one who knew about cars.
Would you believe me if I said I just wanted the pleasure of your company for an extra day?
No.
Well, in that case, pass.
I have wasted time. I have been marooned in this armpit of civilization.
Yes, madam.
I have missed the fair.
Yes, madam.
All because you don't know your job.
No, madam.
Well, perhaps you'd kindly pick up my bag.
Yes, madam. And, madam, where to?
Home, Leslie. If you drive non-stop, we'll just get back in under 3 days.
Leslie Phillips and Joe Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Norma Ronald and Joe Dunlop. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Taylor.
Classic comedy on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I say, Uncle, how does this time machine of yours work?
Oh, well, Basil, here are the controls. Now, this is the button that starts the machine, and if I was to press it, we'd be off on our trip into the unknown dangers of time.
Crisps, Uncle, if it's so dangerous, why ever do you want to go?
Well, my child, you could say that I'm running away.
Running away from what?
I'm running away from something. Something you couldn't understand. Something terrible. Something so monstrously horrible. Something so dreadfully ghastly. So...
But it was too late. Before the astonished gaze of Lady Constance, the strange pair of trousers containing the Professor and his crew faded away and vanished.
Come back, Professor! Come back, all of you! Come back, Spot!
Come back, Spot?
Yes, I'd chase anything in trousers.
But they had gone, leaving Lady Constance far behind them. In the control room of the trousers, Percy Plimsoll was plotting a course.
Quite seen it. Now, shepherd's pie with greens and barbed cut.
When suddenly he heard a little noise.